The college basketball season begins tonight in New York City with the annual Coaches vs. Cancer Classic, a two-day, eight-team event at Madison Square Garden. Most teams don't begin play until next week, among them defending national champion Syracuse. Commentator John Feinstein joins me now. Good morning, John.
Morning, Bob.
I imagine they're anxious to get underway with the season after the terrible summer basketball had.
Oh, gosh. I mean, you know the old saying, only the games save our games. And never has it been truer than in college basketball. There was, of course, the awful scandal at Baylor involving the shooting death of Patrick Dennehy and Dave Bliss, the coach, being caught on tape telling assistants that they should blame Dennehy when the NCAA came to town since he wasn't around to defend himself. Larry Eustace, the coach at Iowa State, forced to resign because of photos released of him cavorting at a fraternity sorority party at Missouri, by the way, not even at Iowa State. It was a long, long offseason, and I'm sure everybody is so glad the games are starting tonight. They're probably even looking forward to hearing Dick Vitale again.
The defending champ is Syracuse, but Syracuse lost Carmelo Anthony to the NBA. Can it defend successfully?
Well, in a word, yes. Since John Wooden retired in 1975, only one team has successfully defended its national title. I'm sorry to bring it up, Colonel, but it was Duke in 1992. So it's obviously a tough thing to achieve, but they've got four starters back, and they are one of a group of teams that has a chance to be in San Antonio for the Final Four next April.
And who are the other serious contenders?
Connecticut is picked number one by almost everybody. Emeka Okafor, their junior center, who, by the way, is going to graduate in 3 years, is maybe the best player in the country. They've got a great shooter in Ben Gordon, a superstar freshman. They're the consensus pick. But then you've got Michigan State. Duke is always good. Louisville, your school, Rick Pitino in his third year has a lot of very good players. I could sit here for an hour and list teams if you wanted me to, but I don't think you do.
Speaking of new coach, there are a lot of those.
Yes, Roy Williams could not turn Dean Smith down a second time. You remember he turned him down 3 years ago, leading to the ill-fated Matt Daugherty era in Chapel Hill, but now he's back there. Self left Illinois to go to Kansas, so Bruce Weber left Southern Illinois to go to Illinois, and perhaps the most interesting coaching change is Ben Howland going back to UCLA. Steve Lavin made the Sweet 16 five times in 7 years there. Not good enough. Fired. Gone. And now Ben Howland is expected to return UCLA to the heights, which they've been looking for a coach to be John Wooden now for 28 years, and he's the latest.
And a lot of teams are playing in conferences. They've already quit.
That's exactly right. Lame duck teams in their conferences, because this whole domino effect began this summer when the ACC decided it was a football conference and went out to get Miami, Virginia Tech, and ultimately Boston College to join to help football, which of course hurts basketball. And then Mike Trangisi, the Big East commissioner, after crying about what a terrible thing it was for conferences to raid conferences and how could the ACC do this, took five teams from Conference USA. Then Conference USA went and raided the WAC and so on, to the point where, Bob, last week my son's soccer league was raided.
Thank you, John.
Goodbye, Bob.
The comments of John Feinstein, whose most recent basketball book, The Punch, One Night, Two Lives, and The Fight That Changed Basketball Forever, is now available in paperback.